What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast, and I am your host, Jesse G., owner of Mission Discipline, LLC. The theme today, it holds true to my heart, and this topic is something we have all probably been impacted by at some point or another, and that is doubt from others, support from others, non-supportive people. And we are all impacted by each other, and it can go so many ways. We can be empowered, supported, optimistic, and be happy for someone else. We can be excited for our family member, for friends, and acquaintances. Be excited that they are an opportunist in pursuit of accepting new goals and embracing new skills. Yet, we come across the complete opposite of those positive and impactful ways we can treat each other and one another, meaning people will judge, make fun of you, laugh at you for the goals, dreams, passions, and ambitions that are on a different path than maybe theirs. When someone is passionate about something, and when someone shares that fire within them, that individual is putting themselves out there and in the line of fire of vulnerability and criticism. When someone approaches you and shares something that holds dear to their heart's desires, dreams, and ambitions, just be aware of how you react. Because if you say one negative word, you can change that person's life forever. You can change the course of their life forever. You have the power and you have the potential to relinquish that person's fire and put it out. Pessimism is not attractive. Pessimism, being pessimistic, is unattractive. Being a positive person is attractive, and you are who you attract. So I would choose optimism and choose being a supportive person. And unfortunately, at times, we have to be around negative people. Nobody wants to be around negative people, but under certain situations, we have to tolerate those pessimistic attitudes. Maybe you face this when you're at work, when you go to the grocery store, or people you reside with, if you have roommates or your family members. I worked at Starbucks, and you could really tell if someone was having a good day or a bad day. The neat aspect about being a barista is you have the power to change that vibe for that person's day or shed some light into their day. We have no idea what we are all facing behind closed doors. Everyone has their own story, and it's best to give each other the benefit of the doubt. I always try to see the best in people unless they have failed me numerous times to think otherwise. No matter where you work, what you are doing, just know you have the power to set the tone for the day, and you can impact others around you, and it can either be a positive way or a negative way. So choose positivity. Positivity is fuel for productivity. Remember that. If you're positive at work, if you're positive at home, you're more productive and things flow better and you're just happier. So positivity is fuel for productivity. I recently posted on my personal Instagram account about a conversation I just happened to overhear, and it made me really frustrated. So I felt it was necessary to post, and I want to share it with you, and this is what I said. I wrote, "Don't be that person who talks about someone else in a malicious way. Don't be that person who pokes fun of the way someone else lives their life. You don't know their story." People often do these things because they do not understand. I feel bad for people who do that because they don't understand. It means they have no empathy, compassion, and a positive mental attitude to try and understand. Sometimes it is okay to not understand other people, but don't judge them. I see and hear too many people laugh at other people out of misunderstandings. They laugh as they follow the path that society tells them. They don't care to try new things and be different. The people who go out of their comfort zones are the ones being vulnerable. They will be the successful ones. Look at every single success story out there. In all those stories, there is a reoccurring theme. The doubters will laugh, poke fun, won't understand, and underestimate the people trying to do what they would never dare to do. Taking a risk and being vulnerable, being different, failing, and learning from those failures, and embracing that failure to grow. The people who laugh will someday wish they lived how the people who took a chance to be vulnerable live. They took a chance to follow a path less traveled. I want to be like them, the ones the doubters laugh at. So, food for thought, and take away this. Be kind to others. I just can't stand hearing when other people talk about someone else's life decisions. Be kind. You can be the most successful person in the world, but when you leave this earth and you have an ugly heart or mistreated people, people won't remember if you were successful or had money. They will remember that you were unkind. Who do you want to be? How do you want to treat others? And how do you want to live your life? Follow your dreams. Ignore the doubters. Don't look back. I posted this on my Instagram. The reason I posted it that day was because I heard two girls talking and gossiping about the worth of someone else. Those are small-minded people. And you're going to come across small-minded people all the time. Small-minded people, unkind people, they are focusing their energy on how others live their lives instead of being proactive on bettering themselves and working on self-improvement. They're wasting precious time on judging someone else's life. Time is of the essence and something you cannot get back. So choose how you spend your time, choose it wisely, and remember, time, it is not expendable. So the two time wasters, gossipers, that's what I called them, kept talking about the self-worth of another human being. They were talking about what another person should do, how they should be doing it, should do this, should do that. Why do people think they know how someone should do something? Now, I don't know about any of you guys out there, guys and gals, but life is hard. I'm only trying to figure out what I should be doing, and I'm focusing on that. I don't have time to waste on what others should be doing. It won't make me productive nor feel like a good person. I can only take control of my life. I have no control over someone else's. I gotta do my own thing. So, stay out of foolish gossip. It's unethical and taking up the time you could have been working on creating an extraordinary life for yourself. Don't go down that path. It won't get you very far, and you may find your friends are unauthentic. If you're around somebody who talks maliciously about other people, that person, how do you know if they aren't talking about you behind your back? Choosing your friends and the group you're around is so important. You are who you hang around with. Choose wisely. So don't be a doubter. Just be optimistic and hope the best for people and their dreams. Be someone who believes in others. And more importantly, be someone who believes in yourself. And this goes with my theme today because I've experienced doubt from a lot of people, judgmental people, and you're going to face that too. And you will. I was helping someone out and drove them to an appointment. And when they asked me what I do or what my job is, I told them I'm working on launching my e-commerce store. And not a lot of people know what e-commerce means, and this person didn't, and that's okay. But there was a really long, awkward silence. And, you know, the point is, they didn't believe in me. They started questioning me. You need to remove that toxic person or people in your life, for your mental health, for your dreams, for that fire within you to stop at nothing to achieve your goals. You need to cut loose ends and follow your own path that doesn't include the doubters from your life. I don't really want to spend my time driving somebody who makes me feel bad about how I want to live my life, the dreams I have. I encourage you all to think about who your friends are. Who's in your circle? Are they supporting you? Are you supporting them? Is it healthy? You are who you hang around with. Remember that and take that away. Plants need sunlight to grow. And just like plants, we need lightness and vision to grow, not darkness from the shadows of doubt and judgment and negativity. To reach to the top, to win, to be the best version of yourself and the best person you can be and want from this life, you must let go of all obstacles in your way and hurdle over them. Toxic people are obstacles and you will face them. You will face doubt and they will doubt your ability to be successful because they will never try something out of their comfort zones. They just follow what society tells them. Go to school, get a job, save money, retire. Everything you hear is repetitive and society tells you that you have to do this, this, and this. Well, guess what? If you don't want to go to college, there's another way. I went to college and I loved it, and I would encourage anybody to have that experience. But if it's not for you, I will support you because there's always another way. There is not one way in this world to getting and reaching your goals. It just fascinates me when I tell people my dreams. They're either supportive and want what is best for you, or they're small-minded and don't understand. And then they will doubt you will ever get anywhere because what you want is different and how you live your life is different. But different is good. I want different. I hope you want different because of different and because things aren't the same. And if things were the same, we would never have inventions. We would never have the internet or electricity or iPhones. Like, we need different. We need people thinking different, being unique and authentic. I'm sure people thought Steve Jobs was bound to fail. I read his book about his life. Someone wrote a book about his life, someone close to him, and he had ups and downs. He had success stories, but he had failures. And don't think for a second that there wasn't someone out there doubting his ability to become one of the most successful, impactful, influential entrepreneurs, but companies in the world. He had to borrow money. At one point, he sold personal things such as his car just to get by. The life of an entrepreneur is hard. It takes grit. It takes being uncomfortable and vulnerable, and it takes sacrifices. The point is, whatever you want to do with your life, this is your one life, and you have been given so much opportunity. So do what ignites the fire within your soul. What gets you excited when you wake up? What gives you peace and happiness when you lay your head in the pillow at night? Just follow your dreams. You ignore those doubters and you don't look back. Embrace failure. Embrace the doubters and silently prove them wrong. But don't gloat about it. Just remember why you started, who you started it for, and why it makes you happy. Always remember your why. Just keep setting high standards for yourself. Surround yourself with good, supportive people. And always be a bigger person when it comes to dealing with negative and unhappy doubters, because you will face them. Keep moving forward. Keep pushing through. Keep picking yourself up. Keep the good people close. Let go of the negative in your life. and don't allow others' negativity to get inside your head. That will kill your dreams. Just keep what it is that drives you, that gives you life and your passion, and hold on to that thought in your mind and never look back. I'm going to wrap up this podcast here. And always remember to stay kind, be happy, stay healthy and safe, and remember to take action, commit, persist through discipline, perseverance, performance, and then some. Don't let others hold you back. And I will see you next time on the podcast.